This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Made in Melbourne, for Australia and the world. This is the Joy 94.9 GLBTIQ News Roundup, a weekly update of what's been happening in the gay, lesbian, bisexual, trans and intersex communities.
G'day and welcome to QNN. I'm Jacob Holman.
And I'm Patrick Whelan-Smith. As the results of the Victorian election last month are being finalised, there are concerns that LGBTIQ reforms may be stymied by minor parties in the state's upper house. The Andrews government has a mandate to enact a number of changes. They include winding back changes to anti-discrimination law, repealing Section 19A of the Crimes Act, and allowing adoption by gay couples. But Fiona Patten from the Sex Party has told MCV that the Conservative bloc, comprising members from the Shooters and Fishers, Country Alliance and the DLP, will mean getting LGBTIQ legislation through will be difficult.
Meanwhile, marriage equality campaigners have wasted no time in linking the result in Prahran to the federal government's continued stalling on marriage. Sam Hibbins eked a victory after preferences over Labor's Neil Farrow, snatching the prized Liberal-held seat from Clem Newton Brown. Alastair Kingston has more.
With the Greens securing victory over the Liberal Party in the inner-city Melbourne seat of Prahran, Australian Marriage Equality says the win sends a crystal-clear message to the PM. The outgoing member for Prahran, Clem Newton Brown, was a strong supporter of LGBT rights and marriage equality. AME's Rodney Croom says the Greens' win over Newton Brown means Mr Abbott needs to soften his hard line against marriage equality. All the inner-city seats of federal Liberals, even those who support same-sex marriage, are at risk at their next election. For QNN, this is Alastair Kingston.
After 7 years of legal wrangling, the High Court of Australia this week threw out a case brought by Christian youth camps. CYC had fought the case all the way after the Victorian Court of Appeal found the group had discriminated against the operator of Way Out. In 2007, Way Out were rejected for a booking at a Phillip Island camp run by a Christian Brethren group. They objected to Way Out's mission, preventing the suicide of young LGBTIQ people. Margaret McDonald, the acting CEO of Cobourg Community Health, which runs the Way Out program, said they were relieved the High Court unanimously threw out the case. Christian Youth Camps has been ordered to pay Cobourg's legal costs.
Turning overseas now, and gay men in the US hoping to donate blood will be indefinitely prevented from doing so after the Food and Drug Administration recommended against lifting the ban.
And you know you're in a bad position when you're too homophobic for Britain's far-right UK Independence Party. That was the case last week for Kerry Smith, a candidate standing for the seat of South Basildon and East Thurrock. He's resigned after audio surfaced in which he ranted about gays in the party.
He's now setting up BLT on Facebook. Well, the old poster groups call themselves, I'll just call it a BLT, like sandwich. It's them letters, is it? BLT with a Q on the end. It's got our logo done as a rainbow and
The resignation comes despite UKIP's communications director Patrick O'Flynn initially defending Smith, saying he wasn't seriously homophobic.
And the organisation behind a controversial billboard advertising ex-gay therapy has been nastily surprised when the twins they used turned out to be one out gay man. The billboard, paid for by the parents and friends of ex-gays and gays, or PFOX, claims that nobody is born gay, and it features the image of supposed twins modelled by out South African man Kyle Rue. The chairman of PFOX, Chris Doyle, has since said that it does not matter particularly about the model, but rather the actual science. That's despite the American Psychological Association categorically stating that same-sex attraction is not a mental illness.
For the first time ever, gay and lesbian athletes will now be protected at future Olympic Games after the International Olympic Committee voted on changes to Principle 6. With more on that and the rest of QNN Sport, it's Tanya Lewis.
New rules approved by the IOC on Monday say that future host cities will have to prove they don't discriminate against gays. However, there is no formal protection when it comes to gender identity. International anti-homophobia leader All Out were instrumental with the move after staging worldwide protests during the Winter Olympics in Russia. LGBT advocates are working with three major major sports codes in Queensland on anti-homophobia initiatives, but are disappointed with soccer's lack of commitment. PFLAG has urged the Brisbane Roar to address anti-gay abuse in soccer crowds after meeting with the Brisbane Broncos and Queensland Reds at Suncorp Stadium in October. PFLAG spokesperson Shelley Argent says the rugby codes are on board with the idea, but the Roar believes that the current spectator code of behaviour is enough. And he's been in the news recently for his role in a gay sitcom and awards nights, but now Robbie Rogers has become the first openly gay male to win a Major League sports title in the US. The soccer star won the MLS Cup 2-1 with his LA Galaxy over the New England Revolution in overtime. Outsports.com says the win shows that gay players are not a negative distraction to sports teams.
Thanks, Tanya. And that's it for Q&N for another week. I'm Patrick Whalen-Smith.
And I'm Jacob Holman.
Thanks to the team at Q&N. That was the Joy 94.9 GLBTIQ News Roundup. To hear this update again, you can subscribe to the Q&N podcast, available at joy.org.au/Q&N. Or you can follow Q&N on Twitter, at Q&N Australia. At Q&N Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.